This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On today's episode of the Bolts broadcast, NHL playoff formatting continues to be questioned. Stay tuned. Season 4, episode 36 of the Bolts broadcast. Mike Mitchelson and Chase Groshaw with you today. Chase, how are you on this lovely Sunday morning?
I'm chilling today. Just, you know, living like Larry. Just kind of, you know, enjoying the Sunday. How about you?
Big vibing. The week went incredibly quick for me. I know we mentioned it on the last episode, how quick it was going. And the weekend has really gone at a nice pace. It hasn't felt like it's been flying, and I'm just feeling rejuvenated. Quick week at work, a nice long weekend home. Ugh, fantastic.
I'm happy to hear that. It's been a very, geez, there we go. It's rolling already. Mm-hmm. But a very, very long and busy weekend for me. So I get a little bit of, you know, downtime before I have to leave here in an hour and a half and, you know, have it really pick up again.
That sounds fun. Man, just go, hey?
That's great.
Well, on today's episode of the Bolts broadcast, going to be talking about some of the big talks that happened over the All-Star weekend. Gord Miller put out a great thread. We'll be going over that in this first half of the episode. Going to be going a little game preview with the upcoming Tampa Bay action. And then after the commercial break, go around the league, look at some signings that took place, the All-Star events, and then talk about the presumed first overall pick in this upcoming draft. But, Chase, let's start with the Gord Miller thread. He was talking about just some of the big things that are being talked about during the All-Star weekend. The first, obviously, the TV ratings. We talked about that in our last episode. They haven't been good. But he's also mentioned that Sidney Crosby and others are calling for a return to the 1-8 conference playoff format versus what we have now, which is the divisional and the wild card format.
Yeah, and I really think it's fair. You know, when you look at, I think it's the Leafs. Yeah, it's the Leafs here. I try to remember, but you know, they're pretty much locked into having to face a tougher opponent compared to what they normally would in the 1-8 because of how strong the division is. And it's kind of stupid. Like, why should you be punished because another division sucks? And it's the same thing, like, you know, in the NFL, division winners get to automatically get in, and you see teams with losing records get in sometimes. It's not going to be that bad in the NHL, really. It'd be very shocking if it ever got to that point. But you're still going to see teams that aren't really worthy of having higher seeds, or maybe a team that really shouldn't even be in the playoffs at all. Maybe it's still a team with a winning record that would be, like, ninth in the conference. Like, that's technically not impossible. And it's stupid that it kind of plays out the way the three divisions get automatic kind of bids, and then the last two are just up for whatever. Like, it's very rare we see the wild cards get split between divisions. It seems like it's always between one division. So I agree, it really should be 1-8. Stupid that it's not.
Yeah, and I know there was some talk within the thread that part of the issue for the 1-8 could be the fact that. And, well, he goes on to talk about a realigning schedule where divisional teams would play each other 5-6 times per year versus right now where they're only playing about 3-4 times per year. And so he was talking about how there's questions. If you're in a tougher division, you might have a harder time actually making the 1-8 conference. So I don't know if you've read through the whole thread. I'm sure that a lot of people that are listening right now haven't read through the whole thread. I suggest all of you do. But to give you a brief synopsis, what's being proposed right now is we cut 8 games of preseason down to 5. We go from 82 games to 84 games, in which you would play the opposing conference. I think it was 32 or 36 times. And then you would play the opposing division within your same conference twice. And then you would get up to 36 games within your own division. So that was suggested. And then on top of that, instead of the standard 1-8 conference playoff format, there would also be a play-in. So it would be 20 teams. The 5 and 4 seed within the own divisions would play each other in a play-in. And then whichever team wins that would get put into the normal conference-style playoff format where you would have 16 teams after the 8-team play-in. So what are your thoughts on that overall? I know it was a lot.
Yeah, I don't really like the play-in aspect of it. The rest, you know, it's fine. 84 games, the NHL did that at one point, so it's not like it hasn't been done. It can't be done. So I really don't have a problem with that. And restructuring the games you play, also that's fine, too, I can understand. But the play-in game, I don't really like it. 1-8 still makes sense. Even if you have a tougher schedule, you know, too bad, so sad. There's plenty of teams that deal with tough schedules no matter what. So even if it's, you know, even if it's 1-8 or whether it's the current, you know, setup, like, you're going to have tough schedules anyway. So too bad, so sad for me. The play-in I don't really like unless there's, you know, maybe if there's like a true legitimate tie for that spot. And say both teams have 93 points in the 8 and 9 spots. Then sure, you can have a play-in there. But if the one team has 93 and then the next team has 86, like, why should they get a play-in spot? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I feel you there. And Gordon Miller talks about it in his thread that teams with that tougher schedule, you're saying, you know, too bad, so sad. There's teams and owners out there that would make a big deal out of it. So that's why he talked about the play-in type of format to kind of subdue those type of people that are not willing to make the change for that reason specifically. And Gordon Miller, at the very end, his last tweet is, there's no perfect solution, but we know that the current system isn't working at several levels, which is very true. I mean, I don't think I've heard one person say they enjoy the current way the playoffs are formatted.
No, it's dumb. And I don't know why the NHL has to be so stubborn and everything. Like, just move on. And it's really frustrating at this point. I just don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either. But I'm not sure on if any of that will come to fruition, because Gary Bettman has been very vocal on he hates the play-in type of format and wishes to never see it. Could we see a change back to the conference? Possibly, but all of that being encompassed, I'm not sure. Probably unlikely at this point.
Yeah, probably.
All right, well, Chase, let's now talk about the upcoming games for the Bolts as we are back on schedule. The All-Star Weekend just took place. We'll talk about that after the commercial break. But our first game going to be Monday night against the Florida Panthers, led by All-Star MVP Matt Tkachuk.
Yeah, you know, and that means so much, being the All-Star Game MVP. Like, it means you're the best player in the league, obviously. So it's going to be scary playing against the best player in the NHL. It's going to make it so hard for us. Right now, we're up in the series 2-0. You know, we've given up 1 point to Florida, as there was, you know, one overtime game, but we're up 2-0. We're going to continue to bully just the little brother down the street. We're going to make it 3-0 this Monday night. And, you know, yeah, they're a good team, obviously. Like, they're a playoff level type team. Spencer Knight's a dog, and I really like Spencer Knight. You know, he's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of future promise, but it's no Andrei Vasilevskiy. And really, when you take the top players and compare them to each team, obviously I'm taking our Bolts every day of the week. But should be a fun matchup, always is, this little rivalry. I don't think the All-Star game really changes anything. I don't think it makes anything better or worse for anybody, so I don't really expect that to have any impact.
Okay, that was going to be a question of mine. Does the All-Star weekend put any teams on some sort of slump, maybe not practicing as much, etc.?
No, I really don't think so. Like, it's a few days off. Most of those, you know, most of the players went on vacation or did something with their families, so it's good to get that little break. They, you know, it's good when they can see their families. They usually come back playing a little better, a little healthier. So if anything, it'll just make the games better.
Well, hey, Tampa currently 8-2 on a 3-game win streak. Hopefully they keep that going here against the little brother, Florida Panthers. Next up, Tuesday, we got the San Jose Sharks visiting MLA. What do we think here?
I hope that Timo Meier is traded before we play them. Just because there's a lot to talk about him being traded, and I want to see a potential move, see where he might end up. And he is a threat, you know, to always score. Up 1-0 in the series on the year. It's a team in San Jose that's not very good. They're having a tough year. They've got Timo Meier, that's great, but their obvious bright spot is Erik Karlsson, who's just having a dominant season. I mean, when that contract was signed, it was, you know, a little bit concerning. It's like, all right, he's struggling now that we signed this big deal. Like, what's going to happen? But 66 points in 51 games from the back end on a horrendous team. He's having a great season. So he's always a threat back there, but it's not like it's a team that's just full of offensive firepower.
Yeah, and I saw people already saying that Erik Karlsson should be the front runner. How does his overall team's performance, I'm sure it hurts him, but how does that affect his chances as a potential Norris winner?
If anything, it should make him better, because he is probably the sole reason they have 5 or 6 extra wins. Like, he's carrying the team on his back. He's doing everything he can, despite their roster being so horrible. If you traded him elsewhere, he'd elevate that team even further. So I think this should strengthen him. It shouldn't hurt him, but I understand why it might hurt him, because people look at it as, oh, he's doing this good and he still can't help his team win. He's not doing enough, which I think is a dumb argument.
Feels like San Jose just really needs to sell the farm and continue into that full-on rebuild, because I feel like they've got a couple of really solid players that are keeping them treading water, but, I mean, they're close to sinking, and you might as well just let it happen so that you can rise even further.
Agreed.
All right, well, that's going to do it for the first half of the show. Going to go to a quick commercial break, but on the other side of the commercial break, talk about the All-Star game, a couple of signings across the league, and old Connor Bedard. Are you ready for the biggest Sunday in sports? The DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57, has all the Super Bowl action you need. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get in on Super Bowl 57 excitement with DraftKings Happy Hour Super Boosts. My pick this year is the Philadelphia Eagles. Plus, I'm looking at a first touchdown from Dallas Goedert. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. New customers can bet just $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Only at the DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. This time of year, everyone's talking about making big changes, which is all well and good, but most of the time, pretty unrealistic. I've actually found that the smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day, like my Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. I'm trying to be healthier with a daily walk during my lunch break. The best part about it? Using my Raycon earbuds so I can get away from the work scene and just hop into my workout. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycon's got you covered. And yep, Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. So you don't even have to choose between products. You can get one of each, or a pair and a spare, and still pay less than what you would with some of the other guys. Even if you know you'll love Raycon as much as I do, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. They offer buy now, pay later options. Every purchase has an easy and free return guaranteed. My favorite part about Raycons are the noise isolation, awareness modes, and their crystal clear call quality. Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/THPN. Shout out to our friends over at DraftKings and Raycon. Thanks so much for sponsoring the show. Chase, you got a little sneak peek at what I'm putting my money on this weekend. Earlier this morning, I was thinking about it. I haven't really placed a bet in a while. I've just got $50 just hanging out in my DraftKings account. Let's go check it out. So I'll give you the whole thing, the whole spiel. I've got a parlay on the Eagles money line, as well as I'm taking the under at 50.5. Then I've got Dallas Goedert as a first touchdown score. That's a lone bet. Didn't put much on it, but hey, if it hits, I'm feeling great. And then also another lone bet, not much on it. Any non-QB to have a passing touchdown, because the Philly special was made by Philly. And Philly's in the Super Bowl, so who knows. But those are the three bets I have, four technically, but two parlayed.
What are the odds on that non-QB touchdown?
+2,200.
Yeah, interesting. Might have to dabble. Mm-hmm. You know, right now I've got Jerick McKinnon first touchdown. I also have an exact score bet of 41-27.
Oh.
I had my girlfriend pick a couple for me. I told her just go here, pick what you like, and that's two things that she picked. So hopefully that works out. That'd be pretty cool. Other than that, I have the where's it at? I gotta scroll down a little more. I have a couple one game parlays, and I'm kind of the way I'm setting them all up is at least having Chiefs cover. A couple of them I have Chiefs money lines. I do think Chiefs end up winning this game, all said and done. So hopefully that's right. And, you know, it'd be tough for you because then obviously, well, I mean, the ones that I got to cover on it'd be fine. But if the ones where they win, it'd be tough for you because you wouldn't win. But I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, that one's not huge. My odds are +243. So it's nothing crazy. I'm not making too much money on it. I just hope the Chiefs don't win because – as a Bengals fan, I can't stand them. So
yeah, that's fair. But
fly Eagles, fly baby, fly Eagles, fly.
Yeah, I'm really not. All I'm rooting for is my money in this game. I'm not rooting for either team because like it, I'm not really gonna be upset one way or the other who wins because I really didn't want either team to win. I wanted the other matchup of Niners Bengals really badly, so I'm a little disappointed. Still gonna watch the game. Still happy to watch the game, but I'm not really like gonna have much of a rooting interest.
It shows how much disappointment there is when if it was Bengals 49ers, I'd already have my whole trip planned for the Super Bowl. Not actually going to the Super Bowl. That would be super cool. But, you know, don't have enough in the DraftKings account to afford that.
That's fair.
But coming back home, you know, having some big plans, party, everything like that. Right now, I've got no idea what I'm doing. It might come down to just sitting here. I know people at work have talked about maybe doing a Super Bowl party too, but no plans have been cemented. So not really sure. Looking forward to it though. Looking forward to old Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs getting beat down by the birds.
As long as my money hits, it's all that matters. All
right, Chase, let's talk about the All-Star events. I'm gonna be straight up with you. 100% honest. Didn't watch a single... Actually, I saw a highlight of the hardest shot competition. But other than that, didn't watch a single thing.
The only thing I saw was a mic'd up thing on TikTok. I don't remember who the two players were. It might have been Tyson Joseph's one, but I don't even know if Tyson Joseph's in the All-Star game to be a random player to make it. It was like that's just the name coming to my mind. But it's two players. It's like we got to score at least one together, and then they set up for the weakest backdoor goal I've ever seen. It's like okay, that's why I didn't watch because it's really just a waste of time. Wait, some event. I feel bad for these guys that have to go because, you know, most of them don't want to go. I'm sure if you're a younger player, yeah, it's cool, especially going to a place like, you know, Vegas or Florida. Like those are cool places to go. Yeah, but next year, you know, I'll announce it right now. They're going to Toronto if I had to, you know, be a, if I'm a 33-year-old and I can have a week off or I have to go spend time in Toronto, not getting paid anything extra unless it's, you know, something in my contract just to do stupid things, I'd be a little upset to have to go up there to Toronto, not gonna lie.
So basically, if you're like Steven Stamkos and you play in Tampa Bay, Florida, and would love a week off, you wouldn't be too happy to go up to Toronto.
Absolutely not.
I will say, actually, one more thing that I did see from this All-Star weekend was Ovechkin's son and Sidney Crosby had like a little 3-on-0 breakaway type shootout challenge against a goalie, and Ovi's son scored, which,
it's cool.
Fantastic. You love to see that. And the commentators were saying that's his first of many to come. And I think that would be so cool to see an Ovechkin legacy in the NHL.
I mean, super cool. Is it going to happen? Yeah, I don't know, but it would be super cool. If you look, a lot of these all-time greats, you know, their children just don't work out. Some of them, it's maybe, you know, maybe it's the pressure of being this all-time greats child. The others, maybe it's just the talent's not there, whatever it is. Plenty of times doesn't work out. You know, it has before. Like, you know, you can look at, you know, the Hull family or the Howe family. Like, those ones are good examples. But when you look at the Gretzky's or the Lemieux, you know, they don't usually work out. So hopefully Ovi produces just another 900 goal scorer. That'd be really cool.
That'd be really cool. What if Ovi goes and breaks Wayne's record, and then Ovi 2.0 breaks his dad's record? That would be
awesome.
That would be absurd. I would love it.
That'd be great.
But let's not talk about two big signings. Well, big-ish signings, and that's being with the Capitals.
Yeah. I guess I didn't even realize they're both with the Caps, but they are. First, we got Dylan Strome, my boy, signing a 5x5, and so 5 years, $25 million total in Washington. Big Dylan Strome fan. I think he's got a lot of talent, and I think he's been, you know, kind of a bit underrated and not given his due respect in the league. But he goes to Washington, he's finding some success, gets a solid little payday, so happy for him. The other one, Sonny Milano.
My boy.
Yeah, Mike's boy. 3 year, 5.7, 1.9 mil a year. And I don't know why he wasn't signed in the summer until he got a PTO this year, because he was very clearly a good NHL player. And sure enough, he's still a good NHL player. The analytics even show so. And he's going to be underpaid these next coming seasons. So good value for Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about it all offseason that no idea how Sonny Milano went without, and then, like Chase said, signing a PTO and turning it into a three-year extension. Absolutely huge for the young man, and love to see him back out on the ice. When we started the season, there wasn't much Sonny Milano. I wasn't feeling great. Now I'm feeling so much better.
Yeah, I know. That's fair.
Connor Bedard, the presumed number one overall pick, but maybe not now, because his 35-point streak comes to an end, and the same night that ends, Adam Fantilli puts up 4 points. So, really makes you think.
It really does make you think, because Connor Bedard is a proven bum. Adam Fantilli is a proven greatest player in hockey history. So, I don't think Connor Bedard's going first overall anymore. He's probably dropping to, like, the 15 to 20 range.
Yeah.
You know, maybe even to, like, the 27th spot, you know, or maybe in the 32 where Tampa picks. You know, so somewhere in that range. But Connor Bedard's 35-game, 90-point streak comes to an end. You know, I've heard of better, I'm not going to lie. You know, I personally did better, and I played in the NHL back in the 90s. So it's not that impressive, you know, what he's doing. But it's still worth mentioning, you know, because it's an okay feat.
Yeah, you know, we always talk about these young guys and how good they are. And, you know, 35 points is pretty solid. But with it coming to an end, it's kind of heartbreaking. And like we mentioned, Adam Fantilli having 4 points the same night, that's gonna bring up some question marks. Sure is.
In all actuality, 90 points, 35 games, that's just absurd. No question marks are really gonna be seriously brought about here. The only way there might be some questions is if Adam Fantilli starts scoring at like the Paul Kariya rate, where he's scoring like 2.7 points per game. And then maybe be like, all right, maybe you should think about it a little bit more. Because he's the bigger body and he's scoring at a ridiculous rate. But he's not. Instead, Connor Bedard's tearing up the dub, so he's locked and loaded.
Yeah, I mean, you just said Paul Kariya is 2.7 per. In that 35-game stretch, Connor Bedard was a 2.57 per. So real close to those numbers.
Yeah, just insane.
All right, well, that's going to do it for the show. We want to go to a quick hockey name of the day. We've got Vladimir Grebenshikov.
Yes, sir, Mr. Why the hell the freaking page go away? That's so annoying.
I don't know. Did you hit the X?
All right. What's that?
Did you hit the X that closes things out?
No, I had it on my phone, and I went to click on a different tab, and maybe I did. I don't know. But I got him up now. So it's Vladimir Grebenshikov. Vladimir Grebenshikov. Mm. He is a Kazakhstani-born defenseman, 30 years old, playing in the top Kazakhstani league. 13 points, 26 games. Not too shabby. You know, he's played around a little bit, played some KHL games, played some MHL games, which is the Russia Junior League, played U18, U20 scene, played in the, college, international games. They do the universe side or whatever it's called now. I don't really remember. But played in that a couple seasons. So, you know, a very well-decorated player from Kazakhstan. There's not been a ton of those that have made it super high levels, but at least this guy's, you know, played quite a bit internationally and has been a solid player in their pro league.
Big shout out to Vladdy the Kazaki, but that's going to be the show. I want to thank you so much for coming out and giving a listen. Chase, good. Hit him with an outro.
All right. If you want to follow us on Twitter at Bolts Broadcast, it's at Bolts Broadcast. You can follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. That's at HockeyPodNet. Why Radical follow WNP on Twitter at WNP Sports Pod. That's WNP Sports Pod. Make sure to go to thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. You can find all our podcast network right there. Boom. Click the logo. Listen, easy peasy lemon squeezy. Wherever listening, rate it 5 stars. That's your questions, comments, concerns. Do not forget to support our friends over at DraftKings and Raycon.
Thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you next time.